It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
On Wednesdays.
Yes.
We'd like to welcome in Justin Warsham.
Justin,
hey, Daddy,
is the voice of the Dad Podcast.
That's true.
Do you play that song at home?
Yes,
it's like your theme music. At home.
In,
this is the I enter my my house as a WWE wrestler on the regular, much to the chagrin
Daddy.
Of my family. That too. That's my exit. That's after I do a finishing move on my youngest son. I walk out to hey, Daddy. Which, by the way, as a father, before or after I had kids, I've never had the desire to have a woman call me daddy.
Yeah,
I don't think
I've never called a man that, but my actual dad.
Does that make me a prude though? Like, should
No.
Is there a part of life I'm missing?
I find it weird.
There's a line. Yeah. I've never understood that one.
It never jumped. I recently watched that Blonde movie on Netflix about Marilyn Monroe,
sure.
And I don't know if it's historically accurate, but she, called Joe DiMaggio daddy or whatever. Or was it Mickey Mantle? Am I getting it mixed up? No, it's Joe DiMaggio, wasn't it?
Yeah,
who did she marry?
DiMaggio.
Yeah. So she called him daddy. She called all of her husbands, I guess, daddy. And I'm like, ugh, that's uncomfortable for me. Listen,
yeah.
I'm not judging anybody in their life choices either.
There are people listening who call their men daddy.
Go for it.
And that's your business.
It's I'm more concerned weird. That I just don't want to be uptight because I'm not into it. You know what?
Yes.
I'll ask my wife to try it on.
No.
What?
No. Why not?
Whoa, she's
why?
Gonna wonder why. Like, who's been calling you daddy? You'll say, oh, Gary and Shannon do.
Yeah, that's an excellent point.
I don't understand. It never came up till you were here, Layla. Why don't you want to be in on this bandwagon? Why can't I tell my wife?
No,
I don't know. Layla said that I should have you call me daddy.
Nope,
it's totally
don't
fine.
Don't put me in that conversation at all.
Keep things spicy.
A new poll came out from Pew that said 8 in 10 parents of kids younger than 18 said it's enjoyable and rewarding most of the time, but 2/3 said it's harder than they thought it would be.
Yes, they're surveying parents to kind of. See the difference between what I would say is our parents and us, like how we view parenting. One of the most interesting things that I think came out of this research was that today's parents feel intense pressure to constantly teach and interact with their children, whereas previous generations spent more time doing adult activities when their children were around. And I was like, that's the first time I've ever seen it articulated that way. And that's perfect, right? Like, I am constantly wrestling with this idea that if I'm just sitting and watching a football game on a Sunday and my kids are in their room, I'm like, man, I'm probably failing them in some way, shape, or form. And yet all of my memories of my childhood of me watching my parents do stuff, like just be quiet and be over there.
We didn't do puzzles together. Or
no.
Like, it is a weird mentality that you've got to be up and involved. I'm reading the autobiography of Dave Grohl from the Foo Fighters.
Mm-hmm.
And he talks about growing up in suburban DC in a neighborhood where kids ran everything. Hmm. Not that he didn't love and respect his mom, but kids ran first thing in the morning, breakfast, before the bowl hits the sink. He's outside figuring out what hell they're going to raise that day and what crawdads they're going to find in the creek and what crab apples they're going to throw at cars and all that sort of stuff. And mom wasn't going to see him until bedtime or, you know, until the streetlights came on or whatever. That used to be the way.
Mm-hmm.
Because with that comes a whole life lesson bouillabaisse, whether it is social structure, where you fit in with your group of friends, the science of knee scabs and, you know, mm-hmm. grinding your toe on the pavement or whatever it is. I mean, there's so many lessons that you learn about simple interaction, social interaction. You're never going to get if mom and dad are sitting over your shoulder.
No, you're spot on. Like the experts I've talked to, the data that's out there, it's that independence, right? It's the self-reliance that seems to be lacking when everything is decided for you. In fact, they even mentioned in this article, the so-called helicopter parents of the 1980s were mostly concerned with physical safety, like kidnapping and teen pregnancy. Important to note, not injury. Kidnapping, right, and teen pregnancy. Those were the main concerns of parents who would be deemed being overly involved and aware of their kids' lives. Whereas today, those concerns are there, but the more important thing is mental health. We're more worried about kids' happiness than ever before. And I don't know that kids are happier. I don't know that it's working to be worried more.
Oh, they're not.
Yeah.
I mean, it's clear that they're not.
I shouldn't say I don't know. I do.
When that poll came out regarding mental health, it was the same day that Vivek Murthy, the Surgeon General, came out and said, it's probably not a great idea for kids to be on social media until they're like 17, 18 years old.
And even then, and there are a lot of adults who shouldn't be on social media.
That's exactly right.
It's not good for their self-image, self-worth. There's a lot going on for people when they're scrolling through social media.
Yeah. Because we didn't
have that. Thank God. I think if MySpace came out or Facebook at the time when it came out, I was still in college, but you could only be in college at first to join Facebook.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I'm glad we didn't have TikTok and Instagram. We didn't have any of that to look at all day and say, oh, my life sucks, or look at my body. You know, we didn't have that.
I can't help but think, though, that I don't disagree. I think it's because when we look back at it, this is my interpretation. When I look back and I go, yeah, I don't know that I could have processed that because I'm seeing it through the lens of somebody who didn't have it. But I do think that there's an element that when you grow up with it, you can be more aware of it. I still go back to that. I think the real issue that kids have today is because the parenting evolution has been one of removing adversity and obstacles from kids' lives. And I think that's where the anxiety and depression is. I think as our generation, and again, I'm not necessarily disagreeing. I don't know this with a fact, but I think it's easiest for us to make social media the rock and roll or the cable television because it's unknown to us. When in actuality, there's a lot of data that also shows it makes the kids feel, the kids who are using it in the way that maybe it's intended is a way to say it. They feel more connected to their friends.
They're
and
being
to,
social.
Yes.
They're
they
using
can be,
it.
There are communities that gives them the opportunity. Whereas if back in our day, you had the kids that lived on your block, right? To try to find somebody who is like-minded and has similar interests just based on where their parents decided to purchase a home is a challenge. Whereas today, you could just go online and find somebody who's like, I am also into green M&Ms, and that's awesome.
That's true.
And get that specific with it. Hmm. The other interesting thing for me in this was that it said that economic anxieties were a big concern and that parents today are the first generation that may not surpass their parents economically.
We'll talk about that when we come back because I think that's an important thing also that we've never had to deal with in our lifetimes, I think. And Tom Brady's retiring.
Again. He says this time for real.
The New York Post says Brady has a 10-year, $375 million contract with Fox Sports to be their number one football analyst next to their play-by-play guy, Kevin Burkhardt, who you will hear doing the Super Bowl alongside Greg Olsen. So.
Can you imagine if he's bad at it? Like, that's...
Well,
he won't be.
I would be curious. He could be. He seems to me to be a little bit... brown paper napkin like in his conversations. Now that's not to say that he couldn't be great. I don't think Tony Romo had anybody had any expectations that Tony Romo was going to be great at what he does, but he's really become an incredible
and they
analyst.
Hated him when he started. They hated that he would look at the lineup and predict a play. People hated that, but then now more and more people are like, wow, that's incredibly impressive that he can do that.
And that's why I think Brady's going to be good, because what we don't hear from Brady ever, we never see him amongst other football legends and greats and talking football. We only get him at the news conferences. We don't know what that conversation's like just watching football. He might be really great at it. Just analyzing plays and predicting the next quarterback.
See, I think, Layla, you're a natural talent, so you think that doing this is easy.
I didn't
And I don't think it's as easy as you might think it is, honestly. I don't think...
They'll get him some coaching. They can coach him up just to be
I'm just saying, what if this is the thing he can't learn through coaching? It would be funny and interesting.
It would be hilarious.
Yes. And to know that they fronted $370 million. I don't know how much of it's guaranteed, but still.
Right. Is it like a baseball contract? Is it guaranteed?
If I were Tom Brady, yes.
Yes, it would be.
Every single penny of it. Because he can. Because they want him.
But it's the assumption that people... I'm sorry, we're getting way off topic. But I don't see how people would be just as interested in watching him talk about football as they were in watching him play football. Because those are very two different things.
Well, we liked him when he played for New England. I mean, I think it's we stop caring now.
I just think it's going to be fascinating to see the greatest quarterback ever talk about being the greatest quarterback ever. And what you know, how he looks at it differently that may have made him better than everybody.
And if he is great at it, then we need to have a reality show on Fox where he just goes around and tries to be the goat of every job out there. Like he just
like undercover boss.
Yeah, but he gets 60 days to work in an industry and try to become the greatest of all time within that industry.
Was he drafted to play baseball too? I think.
Ooh, I don't remember.
Oh, I don't remember that.
I don't remember that. Sorry. Anyway. I can look it up for you while we're talking.
Justin Worsham has joined us. We were talking about this poll. Pew Research came out and talked about different qualities that parents have and looking forward in terms of how they view parenting, how it's different. And the economics of it, I think, were interesting. Tell me more about this.
So they said economic anxieties were a primary concern and that parents today are the first generation that may not surpass their parents economically. Now, my insight into this as a realtor, I could tell you that I am seeing more and more people that are in their 30s and in some cases their 40s that usually get some kind of assistance with down payment from mom and dad. Mm-hmm. A lot of times it's just, here's a gift. We're going to give that to you so you can get the house. In some instances, they're saying, well, the house has to have some kind of garage or backyard space that you could build a guest house for me to come live in when I need to be living closer to you. But very rarely do people in that particular age bracket just go and buy a house because they've saved up enough money. And I don't know that I know exactly why that is. My assumption is based on what we've been talking about and that the trend in parenting is that there's more of a push for kids to be involved in extracurricular activities than there is for jobs, to the point where colleges are now becoming more impressed by a kid who has a job as opposed to if they know Mandarin and can play a violin and play tennis. That's the only thing I can think of as to why, is that there just isn't this push to get into the workforce. The push is, I want you to feel good about and fulfilled about life. And sometimes jobs don't always make you feel fulfilled. And
well, I think that what was instilled in us in our generations were the idea that having hobbies and, you know, doing creative things that's great.
Yes.
You should always do that. But you got to find a way to finance those things, you know, and if eventually you do something so well that finances itself, you become a great writer, you become a great artist of some kind. That's also great. But if you want to be a pipe fitter and make $125,000 a year to fund your, you know, shell painting business, then more power to you.
Then it can work out.
Right.
Yeah.
That's the way we were raised.
And I feel like I might be a little bit of an anomaly and amongst my friend group. Maybe I could be being unfair, but my whole thing is that your childhood, anything, 18 years, first 18 years of your life is such a small piece of the greater puzzle that I think as a society, we're putting way too much emphasis on childhood. You don't need to have a carefree childhood in order to have a fulfilled life.
Yeah.
I had a job since, this almost sounds like an old man. I had a job since I was 9 years old, okay?
You were also engaged to your wife when you were 11.
Exactly, so. And I'm better and stronger for it. You hear me? I had I had a telephone bill. I had everything. I paid my own bills.
And I don't know if it's the converse, but we also put too much pressure on them when they're too young to make a decision about specifically which path they're going to go on.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
I mean, my daughter is 20 right now, and she's a year away from graduating college and is like, I don't know what to do. Well, that's okay. That's okay.
Yes.
You don't have to feel like you got to jump into something right away. You're obviously doing something in school that interests you. Mm-hmm. But then from that point on, there's 25 different career paths that you can choose.
If we push kids to get jobs when they were younger and less worried about their academic prowess, I really think we would see a lot of this anxiety, depression, because it instills self-esteem. It instills a sense of self-reliance. You're overcoming adversity and you could build in that. Whereas now you coast through with no job experience and are expected to pick a career without even having an opportunity to kind of have a toe dip in that industry.
Right.
Well, my parents expected us to excel at both. I had a job at 15 and I was expected to excel in academics.
Yeah.
And so at 18, the choice was, hey, my dad's like, great, you're graduating. Two options, military or college, but here is not where you'll stay. So we all went off to college, obviously. And my brother didn't go in the military, went off to college too. But my point is, like, I think you can instill in like both, be a person who works hard early on and learns job skills, but also go to school and be successful.
But did you have to do like four different sports and learn all these things after school? Or was it you went to school?
I played basketball. I was in student government. I was in every club. I mean, I was really involved in everything. Maybe that's why I'm exhausted at 40. But there needs to be more. There needs to be more emphasis, though, on the second half. Like Gary's saying, know what you want to do at like 18. No one really knows. But I think the second chapter of your life, like chapter two, like what if you start wanting to do different things after 40?
Yeah.
There's no guidance on the second act sometimes. You feel kind of like lost, and I have other dreams. Who's going to help guide me?
I married a woman who is right now, at the age of 50, changing careers. Yeah. I mean, in terms of, and it's not an easy shift. It's not like she was working at Kroger's and she's going to go work at Macy's. This is a shift, and I think that there should be more celebration of that, encouraging for people to continue to do that.
But you don't really hear about that much. In. Yeah.
No. I'm 44 and I've had four different careers. And I don't think I would, each of them, if I go back, I'd be like, oh, I guess, yeah, I could have skipped ahead and maybe do what I'm doing now. I really think this is the thing that fits my lifestyle and is what I'm good at. But when I was a kid, I wanted to be a comic and I did that. But then I realized I like being a dad more than being a comic. And so those lifestyles didn't connect for me. I had to pivot.
How much did your wife pay you to father her children?
What do you mean?
You said it was a career. Like it was. Just...
Well, no, I'm saying. I didn't know I'm money changed comedy. Hands. I wanted to be an elementary school teacher. Then I wanted to be a comedian. Then I wanted to work in radio. And then for a while, I was going to be a tech director at a college or something in the theater program. That was another one, but I didn't really pursue that one. The ones I pursued was teacher, and then actor/comedian, and then radio, and now realtor.
Wow.
I love it.
Yeah.
Thanks, as always.
Oh, thank you guys.
Thanks, Justin. It was so fun.
It was fun, Layla.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.